Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Faisal. How you doing?
I am doing well.
Okay.
We are having a very interesting week because we didn't have a major snowstorm.
Right. Or even a major snowstorm in the markets.
I'm talking about both, yeah.
Oh, good. Good.
But be careful about next week.
Yeah, exactly. We might as well.
And I'm talking about the weather, maybe not the markets. We'll find out next week.
We will.
About what happens next week.
We had a really cool PKAG community event this past week where we were talking about the impact of adult children, how to support them if they're having problems and if you're gifting to them and all kinds of stuff around adult children, right? What parents can do.
Yeah, the conversation and communication that you have with the people who are going to receive your money either while you're alive or upon your death. How do you communicate with them? What kind of disclosures do you give?
Mm-hmm.
How much information do you share?
Mm-hmm.
What's the approach to it? Communication, communication, communication. One thing that was brought up was the duties of the estate, which is an executor. And we're going to talk about that on today's show. Can your executor basically quit, walk away, say, I don't want to do this anymore?
Or when do you actually become an executor? Right off the bat, there's some things, actions people do that obligate them to things, and they need to understand that, right? And then if they're in over their head, boy, what do you have to do to get out of it if it's not something you want to handle?
Yeah, and also on the show, you know, we talk about the Federal Reserve, the Bank of Canada, yeah. All the debt that we're accumulating in all these nations, it's going to have an economic catastrophe. We're going to talk to an economist to say, how much of a catastrophe is this? How bad is it? Where's the issues? And how should we be looking at this? We've got a professor talking to us about how we can have a different view of the economic numbers so we can have a better understanding.
Right? Yeah. How to understand it.
And I think that's important. Let's talk about understanding. What was your understanding of the markets this week?
So in the absence of any big shocks to the system, I think I classify this week as a markets, both stock and bond markets, continuing to ride the wave of optimism around the fact that we are getting closer to the end of the rate hikes than we are at the beginning here. Now, I'm going to nuance it a little bit, Faisal, in that I think central banks have given indications that the size of the rate increases that we have seen over the past several months are likely to come down. Like, it's likely to get smaller. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the destination they're going to in terms of where they want interest rates to be is necessarily going to be less. So if we're not making 75 basis points or 0.75% interest rate increases, we're not seeing that from the central bank. Maybe we're seeing 50 basis point, half point, or maybe quarter point. But are we going to see more of them? Now, the market's wave of optimism right now is around the fact that we're closer to the end of it, right? And I think we have seen some of the inflation data indicate that it's breaking.
Mm-hmm.
And so that to me defines this week.
Now you're referring to the Federal Reserve on the U.S. side.
Well,
the Canadian economic data came in is that job vacancies are up.
And inflation didn't fall in the most recent report in Canada.
So are we having a tale of two different stories here? Do you think that the Canadian Central Bank will continue to raise interest rates until they can get the job side figured out? Or do you think that they are on the same trajectory as the Federal Reserve in the U.S.?
So, no, I think they're different trajectories, but I think that the Canadian government is likely to pause.
You mean the Bank of Canada?
The Bank of Canada. What did I say?
The government of Canada.
Yeah, Bank of Canada likely to pause before the U.S. does. And the Canadian economy tends to be more interest rate sensitive than the U.S. does. And you just think about mortgages, right? In the U.S., you could get a 30-year mortgage, and I'm not talking amortization period. I'm talking about a 30-year mortgage,
a term
and we get five, right? So there's lots of people in the U.S. that would be insulated from rising interest rates in a way that we in Canada simply can't protect ourselves.
I think the big thing that Canadians have to understand between the two central bankers is their mandate.
Hmm.
The American's central bank, the Federal Reserve, has two mandates, inflation and jobs. The Canadian mandate does not have the jobs part of it, just
Correct.
The inflation.
Correct.
So they're not as focused on the job impact, the vacancy rates and so forth, as the Federal Reserve would be.
Right.
So I would agree with you that maybe the Canadian economy, way more sensitive to the change in interest rates, way more predicted that they're going to slow down faster than the American side. But you're seeing the conversation between the two central banks a little bit different.
Yeah, yeah, it's nuanced. I think you're right.
Now, when you're in Canada and you are looking at your future, your retirement, and you know that the central bankers here are going to, you know, play around with interest rates, I think this is an interesting point in time for people who are approaching or living in retirement. I think they should relook at their retirement plans, and I think they should have a review of what are their cases of assumptions that they're going to have going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation, rate of return, longevity, all these things are going to come into play. Spending, people have changed their behavior on spending a bit. These are the things you need to take another look now that we kind of got an idea that we're closer to the end of this interest rate increase cycle than we are to anything else. So let's take a look at our retirement plans. Are we good from this point going forward?
So and I mean expand that to the idea of process, which we always talk about, right? Structure and discipline. Part of that structure is the process of going through. And there's two times we often talk about, or two things that precipitate a review of the plan, right? That isn't just normal. One is if there's a macroeconomic change.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, right? Inflation and interest rates. That's a change. Review your plan. The other is, of course, if something changes in somebody's life, right? Go back, review the plan to see what the impacts are, the different goals, and so on and so forth.
100%.
Yeah. So take out inflation, take out high interest rates, right? If there's a macro change, process says get back there.
Yeah. And I think when you look at where the markets are moving, what's interesting to see is we're talking about valuations.
Mm-hmm.
More and more analysts, economists to some degree, media personnel are going to talk about what's the valuations of companies. Are they expensive or cheap? So on and so forth. I want to put a bit of caution to looking at just valuations, because valuations are not in its own little bubble.
It's relative.
It's relative. And so you're going to hear certain countries are cheaper than certain countries. Well, maybe they have to be.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have an economic thesis. And I find it very interesting that we have a lot of analysts out there who just look at valuation purely from one metric, price to earnings ratio. And it's not like we don't pay attention to it. You need to pay attention mm-hmm. to it. But it's not the only thing.
Yep.
Right? When you look at previous experts in history, Benjamin Graham, when you look at Warren Buffett, just to name two, their discipline is one part of it is the earnings multiple.
Mm-hmm.
One part of it is management. But they have a higher valuation, generally speaking. They put a multiple that's higher than what the averages have been in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because they think good management would be the one. So I think you're going to see a shift happening now where stock selection is more important than the broader market. And I think when you go in through your retirement program or your portfolio, you can have a collection of good ideas of a bunch of stocks. That doesn't mean you're selecting stocks based on the current economic situation.
Right.
You're basing it upon an idea. So I think going forward, investors need to look at their portfolio and say, am I ready for the next 3 to 5 years in the current economic situation? And then what investment discipline should I adopt to that? And I'll tell you, there's a lot of money managers out there, a lot of do-it-yourself investors, who are not changing their viewpoint on the economy. And so they're keeping their discipline the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there might be some big errors out there. A lot of go to the general market, just go to the general market. You might see in 2023 a shift happening.
Yeah. And then just as we wrap this segment up, you know, kind of a year-end tip for people on investment management. If they've got a thesis, not just a collection of good ideas, you've got a thesis, okay? At least once a year people should be rebalancing their portfolio to make sure their strategy is still tight. What does that mean?
Yeah. So basically when you have a portfolio with different weights of different investments. You had a target of what you wanted at the beginning of the year. You look at your thesis, what should your target be? Let's say, for example, stocks, 40% bonds.
Yeah.
60 stocks, 40 bonds. And you're not at that percentage anymore.
Yep.
you might want to start to rebalance that. And there's an opportunity from a tax perspective as well going into the into this year end. So great tip. Take a look at the portfolio. If you've, if you're doing it yourself, review it. If you've got an advising team, make sure they're looking at that as well, because yep. that's one strategy that can get you to sell high and buy low.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, listen, we got to talk about how all of this stuff fits together, how the economics, today's market, and what the future is going to look like at our upcoming seminar.
Yeah, that's on Tuesday, December 6th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Who have you chosen for your executor? And if you're an executor, can you quit that position? Let's talk about the implications of that after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.